Abraham Lincoln was born Sunday, February 12, 1809, in a log cabin near Hoganville, Kentucky. His father's name was Thomas Lincoln. He was a carpenter and farmer. When Abraham was 7, the family moved to southern India. Abraham had gone to school briefly in Kentucky and did so again in India. He attended school with his older sister, Sarah. His younger brother, Thomas, had died in infancy. In 1818, Nancy Hanks Lincoln died from milk sickness. His father remarried the next year, Abraham Lincoln loved his new stepmother. She brought 3 children of her own into the household. As Abraham grew up, he loved reading and profited learning to work in the fields. This led to a difficult relationship with his father, who was just the opposite of Abraham, was constantly borrowing books from the neighbors. In 1828, Abraham's sister, who had remarried Aaron Grimsby in 1826, died during childbirth. Later in the year, Abraham made a flatboat trip to New Orleans. In 1830, the Lincolns moved home west of Illinois. The next year, Lincoln made a second flatboat trip into New Orleans. Afterwards, he moved to New Salem, Illinois, where he lived until 1837. While there, he worked at several jobs, including operating a store serving as a postmaster. He impressed the residents with his character, wrestled about 180 pounds, saw brief service in the Black Hawk War, and he made an unsuccessful run for Illinois legislature. In 1832, he ran again in 1834, 1836, and 1838, and 1840, he won all 4 times. Lincoln was a member of the Whig Party. He remained a Whig until 1856, when he became a Republican. Additionally, he studied law in his spare time and became a lawyer in 1836 in Springfield. In 1839, Lincoln met Mary Todd. 3 years later, they got married, and over the next 11 years, had 4 children. Lincoln became a successful attorney, and the family bought a home in Corner Lincoln Jackson. In 1844, Lincoln ran for the United States House of Representatives and won. While in Washington, he became known as the opposition to the Mexican War and to slavery. He returned home after his term and resumed his law practice more seriously than ever. In 1851, Lincoln's father died. Lincoln's decently interest in politics were renewed by the passage of Kansas-Nebraska Act. In 1854, he made an unsuccessful bid for the U.S. Senate, but received some support for the Republican vice presidential nomination. In 1826, Lincoln gave his last speech. He opposed the Dred Scott discussion in 1857 and gave a famous New York speech in speech on June 16, 1858. Intentionally, he engaged in a series of debates with Stephen A. Douglas. In 1858, Lincoln was against the spread of slavery into the territories, but was not in Douglas. Douglas going support the territories, but was not in Douglas. Douglas won the senatorial race, but Lincoln gained national obligation. In 1860, he furthered his national repudiation with a successful speech at Cooper Institute in New York, although William Seward was there for a conversation. Favorite for the Republican presidential nomination in 1860, Lincoln won the third ballot with Hamlin as his running mate. John Lincoln was elected in the 16th president on November 6, 1860, defeating Douglas John Bell and John C. Bridges. His father's name was Thomas Lincoln. His mother's name was Nancy Hanks, died when Lincoln was 9. His stepmother, Sarah Bush Johnston, was very close to him. His sibling's name was Sarah Gribbsey, was the only sibling to live in Menagerie. His wife's name was Mary Todd, grew up in relative wealth. Four of her siblings fought for the South. She was considered mentally unbalanced. His children's names are Robert Todd, lawyer in development. William, considered mentally unstable. His children's names were Zach Taylor, that's the only one he had. William Wallace, the only president's child to die in the White House. And Thomas Todd died at 18. His military info. In 1832, Lincoln enlisted to fight in the Black War. He was quickly elected to be captain of a company of volunteers. His company joined regulars under Colonel Zachary Taylor. He only served 30 days in his captaincy and then signed on as a private in the Mounted Rangers. The end.